Identifying variances in costs, controlling costs, and measuring variances is a way to ensure process conformance and adherence to quality standards. The measurement of cost variances in manufacturing is important because it indicates how well production is performing against plans from a cost standpoint. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines cost variance as follows. In cost accounting, the difference between what has been budgeted for an activity and what it actually costs. There are two common methods for determining cost variances. Comparing actual costs to costs budgeted at the beginning of the planning period, usually a year. Comparing actual costs to standard costs based on practical standards. Actual costs. Actual costs are labor, material, and associated overhead costs that are charged against a job or other cost object as it moves through the production process. Actual costs are compared against budget estimates in engineer and make-to-order environments because the variety is relatively high and the volume is low. Examples include custom home builders, airplane manufacturers, shipbuilders, and machine tool manufacturers. When production processes are generally not performed frequently or repetitively enough, it is difficult to develop meaningful standard costs for individual products. As companies become more repetitive in their making or buying of items, they begin to face the complications of tracking actual costs. A solution is to adopt a standard cost approach. Standard costs. Standard costs are based on estimates or studies of actual use by production and engineering of the quantity and cost of direct materials, direct labor, and overhead required to make a single unit of an item. This allows managers to track and control costs without having to examine every transaction in detail. Variations in either cost or quantity of any of the three factors of standard costs, direct materials, direct labor, overhead, will cause variations in actual from standard costs. Methods used to capture variances in cost include inventory valuation and examination of scrap, rework, repairs, returns, and defective output. Identifying variances in cost is vital for controlling costs and improving efficiency and profitability. If actual cost exceeds the standard cost or the budget, there is an unfavorable variance. On the other hand, if actual cost is less than the standard cost or budget, there is a favorable variance. Variance analysis. Budget analysis compares the budget to actual results. Standard cost accounting compares standard costs to actual results. Both assess cost performance through variance analysis. Variance analysis can use a plan-do-check-action approach to improving performance. Define a budget or standard costs. Budgeting may involve a process similar to pyramid forecasting in that budget requirements are often developed from the bottom up but are evaluated against strategy and constraints from the top down, resulting in a set of cost goals for the period. Standard costs can be set using historical performance data, or they can be aspirational. The problem with using historical performance is that one may be aiming to replicate what was actually poor performance. A time and motion study can also be done to control many of the variables, but doing so for multiple areas can be a high and ongoing expense for updates. Aspirational targets can draw on levels of improvements that are desired or needed, but could be demoralizing if unrealistic. Standards can be practical or ambitious. Manufacturing standards are defined for materials based on cost at the time of purchase, labor at the point of production, variable manufacturing overhead. Note that variance analysis is not usually performed for fixed overhead because these items, for example, insurance, are outside the control of operations managers. Measure and analyze the variance. A variance may be favorable or unfavorable, and the degree of variance is also measured. There may be a threshold that, if surpassed, triggers a management exception review. There are different measures for materials, labor, and factory overhead variances. Materials variances are measured by quantity used and price. Unfavorable materials variances can be the result of material price increases caused by material scarcity. Such variances may also be the result of high levels of scrap caused by poorly trained workers or poorly calibrated or maintained equipment. Labor variances are measured by rate of use, how much was used, and efficiency, how much should have been used to produce to find output. Unfavorable labor variances can be caused by wage increases or by inefficient work due to poor training or supervision. Overhead variances are measured by spending and by efficiency, what should have been spent for defined output. Unfavorable overhead variances can be caused by issues such as poor quality materials, theft, lack of worker engagement, and so on. Determine changes that will produce improvement, for example, different budget incentives, re-engineered processes, new suppliers or contracts, training programs, quality inspections. Implement the changes, remeasure variances,